Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
All right.
I thought we were...
You forgot what we were really doing, didn't you?
Naps.
There it is.
There it is. Naps.
Strangest place
strangest,
that you nap.
Strangest place that you've napped. Ooh, good, this is a good question. I'm a big napper. I don't know about you guys, but I'm...
Very
like,
big.
To the point where it's like, sometimes I will schedule naps. Sometimes I will, I will plan my entire weekend sometimes around one nap.
Well, quick question. Let's go around the room. What is your longest nap you've ever taken?
Probably 19 hours.
Okay.
Like a nap or,
no,
or
like
long as you've
not
slept?
Not going to bed okay. for the night.
No. But
or being,
what about this? Because I was thinking about this the other day. What about... Like when I got COVID,
that doesn't count because you're sick.
Well, so I was really sick, but like I technically napped like all day.
That's different.
That's
like
different?
I just talking about your normal,
right.
Like a real true,
real
nap.
True nap.
What's the longest you've ever napped?
Probably six.
I think I was gonna go six.
Six.
That's
hours.
What I was gonna say.
Okay, that's actually about where I am too.
Yeah. Because I think anything past that, then it's like just it's a good night's sleep.
I was gonna say six is about average for our
six
night's
is more
sleep.
Than the amount of sleep I get every night.
And even like my 2 hour nap, like post show, is often better sleep than my like 7-6 hours at night.
Agreed. That's so weird.
Wait,
I feel
say that again.
My like after show nap when I go home is a better quality sleep than my like 7-6 hours of night sleep.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. And I don't know why that is.
I think because. In our job, we're always like thinking, you know, like whatever's happening in the world, we have to incorporate in the show. So we're always thinking, and what are we going to do tomorrow morning? How can we execute?
Yeah, right.
So then after the show, when you nap, you have nothing on your mind. It's a blank slate. And then you can like finally like,
it really
relax.
Does.
Plus, I think
say...
you come in high energy. And by the time the show is over and you're done talking about all that stuff, you can take a break. But then you're like, you relax physically, too.
Yes.
Because you use a lot of energy during.
The yeah, I am so shocked. Once 9 o'clock rolls around, after we finish Drew's Random Country News or Drew's Brews every day, I am just like, it is like, boom. It is like a crash test dummy hitting wall. That is me.
I feel like we sound very wimpy, though. We all kind of feel that and get it, but I feel like we sound like wimps.
When we get tired?
Oh, I agree with that.
We sound kind of wimpy.
Oh, we sound like, hella wimpy.
Hella
yeah, for
wimpy.
Sure.
For napping?
No.
Just being tired after a show.
Being tired at
like
9
a.m. Like when people in the real world are like construction, like iron workers,
yeah, right.
Like that's tired.
Yeah, right.
That's
I wear steel-toed boots
work.
To work every day,
right.
Jeans, and I have to
construction,
freaking,
or
I have to weld steel beams together.
Right.
For
or I'm on a hot roof for 8 hours.
Right.
But now, they, I will say this. Can complain. We can't like complain. You can't do, Austin, like you can't come in and do one kind day. Like, oh, let's get this over with.
Right.
Oh, and this guy did this. Like you have to like. It's one kind day.
And that's what I will say to combat the wimpiness. I full-heartedly agree. We are the wimpiest people probably on planet Earth, at least in the American workforce. But no other job are you required to be on at all times. Because like if you
salespeople do.
If you work at
they're
yeah.
on a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a similar.
But
they're
that
on a
only
lot.
During meetings though.
Or when yeah, but I mean client trips, you can be on for hours
well, yeah,
on
client
end.
Trips, then it's like yeah, it's like working. Like I worked as a camp counselor one time. You're on the clock 24 hours a day as a camp counselor.
I agree with that. I think in a way we are almost salesmen for our show. Like we could go out there and I'm so tired today.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
so beat. But here's one kind day. This guy. He walked to McDonald's every day for work. It was like 30 miles.
You're making me yawn.
I know, Melissa, that was a real yawn. Court fake yawned to make Melissa real yawn. That was funny. But yeah, like it's, no one's like working in construction being like, hey, Gary, did you get that 2x4?
Spinning the stop sign.
Yeah. Stop it, eat up, boop, bop, it, eat up.
That's because it's, that's not mental, that's physical.
I would never, I could never, right? Bless them. I could never be a construction worker, oh, not just the manual labor.
Mad respect.
Wearing jeans every day in the summer. Yeah. Why is that part of it?
Right.
Let them wear some shorts.
Jean shorts.
Yeah.
Off shorts.
I'll bet you that's just to protect them, though, right?
It, I mean, there has to be a good reason for it, but 100-degree weather and they have to be out there in jeans.
I know.
God, I feel, oh, I can't do it.
Or about the people that work in the freezing cold all winter long and they have to layer up.
Ew, I hate
it. I'd feel worse about jeans in summer.
Like, really? The people that work as, like, and I don't even know what they do. Environmentalists, maybe? Or, like, scientists, like, researchers that work in, like, Antarctica? Like, why? Yeah. Why?
Totally.
What? I don't even want to go there.
I've seen documentaries.
Let alone work there.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I can Google image it.
Right.
Looks cool.
No, like, it's just ice. It's everywhere. It's all it is.
For miles and miles.
And it's like, what are you even studying? Like, is it still cold here? Yep. Like, my goodness. I don't know. I don't want to discredit. If we have anyone in Antarctica listening to this podcast right now, first of all,
if you know somebody in Antarctica,
thank you. Subscribe,
working.
Rate, and review. But I just don't get what you do. Why are you doing there? I wish we were still. I wish we were live on the radio right now. We could be like, call in.
Why do you do that?
Let us know. Explain to us why you work in the middle of Antarctica.
Well, let's go back to the naps, though.
Sorry.
Where's the weirdest place you take a nap?
The weirdest place I've ever taken a nap. Good question.
Barber chair.
Arbor chair?
Barber. Getting my hair cut.
Oh, I've done that a couple.
I've fallen asleep, and the guy had to wake me up.
Oh, that's
really?
Always the
they
worst.
Wake you up?
Yeah, like, hey, I need you to turn your head.
Yeah,
that's a good experience. Oh. That must be a good experience.
It's so relaxing, you know. It's so easy to fall asleep in one of those.
There she is. She's yawning.
Oh, just think about napping.
And now people listening are probably yawning.
Yeah.
Can
if
you be
if you're empathetic?
Barber
chair? Well, no, because before I share mine, I want to. The barber chair is an interesting one because it's like, first of all, I'm one of those people that, like, when you go to a haircut place, don't talk to me. Let's not do the small talk. Just cut my hair and let's, like, we can do the pleasantries at the very beginning. But then it's like, I just want to zone out. I want to focus. And I just want to have a moment. And now sometimes that leads to me falling asleep.
Can you
in the
zone
chair.
Out and focus at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I do it every day. Yeah.
It's called meditating.
Yeah. I zone out, but I'm so focused on zoning out.
Focused on nothing.
Yeah. I am so focused on just being non-existent planet Earth. If my wife says Austin, and I'll just be like, hold on, not now, babe. I'm focusing on zoning out.
My roommates before, not my current roommates, but like in college, have caught me like sitting alone downstairs staring at the wall. Like, what are you doing? Like, the TV is over here.
Like it's Paranormal Activity or something.
Hello? Oh, sorry. I was really focused. But I agree and disagree with you. When I enter, I want to be left alone and just focus until I hear like a good conversation with like the other barber's having with his client. Like, why is mine not talking to me?
Yeah.
Why isn't he asking me these questions? And then I feel like self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Though, and I feel like I am not a good conversationalist. Like, it's on me. I blame myself.
And we're professionals.
I know. That's because we're only on from 6 to 9. If you talk to us anytime outside of 6 to 9 every morning. No.
I've had people say that, like, wow, you're so much like quieter off air. Yeah.
Yeah, on purpose.
You keep like ignoring me and not talking to me.
Yeah. I got to save this voice. Empty classrooms in college. A lot of times.
Ooh, I used to find the good spots. I always knew the good spots.
Yeah, that was always good.
Study hall.
Yeah, just like, you know, you sneak in, you poke in. If there's a schedule on the door, that's a cheat sheet. Oh, in my opinion, it helps. But like, you have to find a classroom that's like not being used and hopefully is not going to be used for the next 3 hours.
Mm.
So like 3 hours.
Wow.
I've also one time. So one time I was supposed to spend the night. My parents were out of town. I was supposed to spend the night at my buddy's house. And this was probably junior, senior year. And my parents didn't trust me to stay at home by myself. So they're like, you're staying with Matt. So I said, all right. So I'm staying at his house, but I come home to grab some things to head back out. But I was so tired and it was so late. So I'm in my driveway and I just remember being in my car and the next thing I know, I'm waking up to someone knocking on my window.
Oh, no.
And it's my buddy Matt's dad.
Oh, no.
Were you in your driveway or Matt's?
In my driveway. And I lived across town from Matt. It was probably a good 15-minute drive from Matt's house.
Why, had you been drinky-drinky?
No, alcohol involved. I was just that tired. And I'm one of those people where I can sleep anywhere. I could, if you put me at the middle of a 50-yard line of, Soldier Field on a Sunday during a game, I could take a nap there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just one of those people. I'm blessed, honestly, is what I like to call it.
I'm with you. I could sleep most places, except I always want to get home. So if, like, we have, like, hey, we have an event here in an hour.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, going and sitting down for an hour, I'll be like, oh, well, I can go home and sleep for 15 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So will you do that?
Yeah.
For Ryan Hurd?
I did it for Brett Denon. I went home and slept for 15 minutes and came back. For Ryan Hurd, I might. It's going to be a last. It depends on how quickly I can get out. If there's a possibility for a 30-minute nap, I'll go home.
Really? You want a nap in my car?
If it's open, yeah.
See, I won't do that.
I love napping.
I will nap. I will not drive all the way home or walk all the way home just to nap for like 5 minutes and then come back. I will find somewhere here. And yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. When we had, who did we have?
Caitlin Smith.
Caitlin Smith. Yes, thank you. Caitlin Smith was at the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
By the way, that's in our building.
Right. It's in our building. And, people win tickets to come and see her. And the show's at 12:30. That's an awkward time for us because we usually finish here around, anywhere from... Probably around 11, I'd say.
Yeah, on average.
11, maybe 11:30. And so that's like, it's like you only have an hour. What do you do? So you say you drive home. We have a very nice rooftop here at the Prudential. And
it's 11th floor.
Oh, you did go up there. You slept?
Yes.
I know
you
went up there.
Yeah, roof. Yeah.
I miss, like, let me correct you on everything.
Yeah, sorry. Not rooftop.
No, I love it. Don't let me be the only curmudgeon around here.
I'm curmudgeon.
You guys are both curmudgeons.
Yeah.
Today I was.
Yeah, I'll say.
Oh. I loved it. I encourage it.
I I'm Mr. Positivity. I try and keep everyone upbeat. And happy and no drama, drama free. Today was I earned my paycheck today.
Oh my God.
Well, we'll see if we earn ours tomorrow.
Do you want to know where I napped once?
Yeah. What's your weirdest? Because I bet you have the weirdest of all three of us.
I probably do. Golf course.
Golf course.
Just like on the course?
Yep.
What do you know?
First
hole.
First hole.
First hole.
Yep.
Oh, see.
Well, at least go to like the third.
Yeah, at least you got to go to four or five, because if someone's teeing off, then they're gonna see.
That's
you
what
right
woke
away.
Me up.
Oh my God. Were
people
you in like the rough?
People started coming out.
Or were you like on the green? Where did
the
you
rough
choose
would
to
be
lay
softer.
Down?
I would be in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sand trap.
Yeah.
You could pile.
I was like hiding by a tree.
Little pillow. You know what? That's a good point though. An outdoor, like, under tree nap, as romanticized as it is amazing.
What led to you taking a nap on a golf course?
Alcohol.
Sort of, but not really.
At the turn.
It was just like, it was too late. I was so tired. I'm like, I don't want to drive. And I'm like, it's...
Did you work there?
It was after a day. No. But I actually, yes, I did. But I used to work there, so I knew where it was.
Okay.
So the alcohol was free.
No. And I was 21.
Oh, yeah.
And, I was super tired. And I'm like, I'm so tired. And it's nice outside. It was like 70 degrees, 72 degrees. And I just went under the tree and fell asleep.
Oh, my gosh. And someone woke you up, said, ma'am?
I could hear people pulling into the parking lot and voices. And people were pulling up to golf. They were all showing up for their foursomes.
It's always so awkward when you have to like pretend you weren't just napping.
And your eyes are all glassy.
And you know that they saw you napping.
You're looking around like, oh, where's that ball? Where's that ball?
And you have no golf
you
bag,
have
no golf
bag.
Cart.
Your hair is all messed up.
Oh my gosh. I know there are some wild places that I've napped before. I'm just like... Because I just love it. Like, I'm addicted to it.
It's refreshing. You wake up feeling better.
And
it's needed. It's almost like it's part of my personality.
Right. There are times where it's like, if I, even if I have, like, say I have 20 minutes, like 20 minutes isn't enough to like nap. I mean, it is. Don't get me wrong. It's 1,000% enough time to nap. But like sometimes if I can't fall asleep, I'll just lay there still and like in silence. And if I don't move my body, it's
enough.
It gives me the energy that I need to, because that's what it is. That's what a nap is. It's your body shutting down.
Yeah.
And it's recharging your battery. So if you just lay there, and I actually read about it. If you just lay still in silence, your brain and your body will go to a state of like almost like meditation.
Yeah, I can see that.
To where it's like you get the same energy that you would had you have napped that long.
That's kind of how I live. I go home after work, and if I don't like sleep nap, I'll just lay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the people who can never nap?
Oh,
there
gosh.
Are people out
Those
there
are
who
monsters.
Can't and who
my,
don't.
My best friend from high school is that way. He's like, yeah, I don't nap. Mm-hmm. You are a freak, dude.
Yeah, yeah, people like criticize, because I've said it too, like, oh, I can't wait to go home and nap. Nap? Why don't you just go to bed earlier?
Yeah.
Because?
I can't nap. I can't. It's like they're bragging about it. You know, get over yourself, you can't napper. I'm a cat napper. I do it all the time.
I do disagree that if I have 20 minutes, I can't nap. You can power nap. I need at least an hour.
Because it takes for me, I don't know about you, 20 minutes just to get relaxed enough so you can fall asleep.
Oh, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
If I don't have an hour window,
yep.
I'm not napping.
Oh my gosh. 100%. I feel so bad for you two.
No chance.
No wonder you guys are such curmudgeons.
Right? What's it like to be Austin?
I can literally, like if you were like, Austin, go. In fact, here, you guys keep talking. I'm going to try and fall asleep right now.
I'm just going to try. I'm going to see if this.
Oh, come on. Whatever.
I guarantee you I probably could. Hang on.
All right. Let's let it happen. And we're going to go home.
And then he's going to wake up here tomorrow morning.
I guarantee you I could. That's not a good podcast. That doesn't make for a good podcasting.
Oh, it would have, though, when I came over and hit you with the keyboard.
Now, that would.
No, because we didn't have video.
Ow!
Wow, he's good. He wasn't kidding.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.